Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at the effects of sin.
Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, love of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me, He, my Savior, makes me whole.
Lord, speak to our hearts today as we look at sin. What sin is, the sad reality that we all have sinned. The effects of sin in this world and in our lives and hearts. The penalty. Death, physical and spiritual, and the solution that you have provided through your precious Son, payment in full, justification, and redemption, and by your amazing grace, eternal life with you Heavenly Father. During this call to worship, help us to see sin as you see it. Amen.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood
save you, full of pity, love God's free bounty glorify. True belief and true repentance, every grace that brings you
is Call to Worship.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, to
Yeah.
Ellen wrote to Call to Worship saying, "For the past 3 days, I've been recalling the words, 'When answers aren't enough, there's Jesus.' Thank you for playing that song and assuring me of that fact." Peggy commented on the Call to Worship Facebook page, "I live in the Medford, Oregon area and love your radio program. It's so encouraging." Other listeners write, "This was a beautiful program with a variety of songs and styles. Thank you, Gary." And, "What beautiful music you play. This program has always had music that has ministered to my soul. God bless all of you." Thank you, folks, for your thoughtful and encouraging comments. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Would you please prayerfully consider a donation to this ministry? Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504.
Praise to you. contain your life as you burst forth from the grave. So blessed Lord, receive the praise from the grateful ones you save. Praise to you, our Redeemer, the Lamb upon the throne. Praise to you, our Redeemer, you touched our broken lives and made us new. Our Redeemer, forever we will see. To our Redeemer, Christ the King, oh, your splendor and your majesty, like an all-consuming flame, purify our hearts that we may praise and glorify your name. So blessed Lord, receive the praise from the grateful ones you save. Praise to you, our Redeemer, the Lamb upon the throne. Praise to you, our Redeemer, you've touched our broken lives and made us new. Our Redeemer, forever we will sing. To our Redeemer, Christ the King. Praise to you, our Redeemer, the Lamb upon the throne. Praise to you, our Redeemer, you've touched our broken lives and made us new. Our Redeemer, forever we will sing. To our Redeemer, Christ the King.
Let the redeemed.
Let the redeemed.
This is your call to worship. Thank you for joining us today for A Call to Worship. Let's continue to look at sin, what sin is, the sin problem, its effects and penalty, and then the ultimate solution. Reality, all have sinned. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 1 John, first chapter. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Romans 8. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Psalm 14. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. Isaiah 64. We are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Back to Romans chapter 7. To will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Oh, brothers and sisters, the frustration of our sin. Galatians chapter 3. The Scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Penalty for sin? Eternal death. Back to Romans, this time chapter 5. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. A little later in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, the solution, the only solution, is found in the love of God. Proverbs 20, verse 9. Who can say, I've made my heart clean? Romans 3, 22, we are made right by God and with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. In 2 Corinthians 5, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. Romans 5, 6 through 9. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Eternal life, John chapter 3. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. From John 17, verse 3, And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. And the good news is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you, unless, of course, you believed something that was never true in the first place. I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the Scripture said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the Scripture said. He was seen by Peter and then by the 12. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time. Romans 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And finally, these words of assurance from 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life, and that you might believe in the name of the Son of God.
Once I was lost, yet now I am found. sacrifice. God sent a lamb so you and I would not have to wander. The blood of his son has opened up the door. So it's over.
And that is good news. Our call to worship topic this hour has been the sin problem and its solution. Thank you for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, would you prayerfully consider a financial gift to this ministry? Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It is your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.com. U.S. That's calltoworship.us. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
before.